The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports.
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 So they just sit there and talk about sports?
We do, and your Texans are making all kinds of signings. Wonder what's up with that. Hey, let's have some fun. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart. Aaron Rabel, Voldemort. You want to get in? 713-780-3776 is your number. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, send a message. Aaron will respond if he likes it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And if you want to watch us on Twitch and comment there, guess what? You know the number for that too. And it's a Tuesday. Usually you guys are in a crappy mood. Don't be. It's going to be a fun day. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's happening with you?
Beer and stuff.
Ooh, all right. I've been brewing it up all day.
I went by True Anomaly today, and Tom was brewing our collaboration beer, and it was very cool. Actually, and I know you've done this a couple times, so it's old hat to you, but going through the whole process and seeing everything that goes into it is fascinating. And I learned a lot today just sitting there and him explaining it to me. I mean, the guy's a wizard when it comes to brewing beer, and it was a lot of fun. And I'm really excited about it. The non-barrel aged version should be available in about a month.
All right, then.
And then we'll go from there. So, and actually, I turned it into a really good all-around day because I ran 3 miles before I went there, hung out with them for a couple hours, ran a mile and a half on the way back, and then came down here and got stuck in Galleria traffic.
You should just run to work.
Probably would have got here faster. Left at 2:45 and pulled into the parking lot at 3:50. All for 5 miles. So, you know what? I'll be honest.
Commute was worse than mine.
And this is for Mr. Gow and everybody. If you guys are listening, I will gargle coronavirus if we will move the hell out of the Galleria area.
And move to...
I don't care where.
To Tomball.
I'd even rather be in Tomball.
There's a couple of buildings vacant that are down by NASA we could take over.
Oh, hell no.
That won't work for AJ.
That's not going to help with traffic at all.
Yeah, I mean...
It would for me.
Well, yeah. Again, this goes back to the where you're at on the totem pole,
well,
Aaron.
Yeah,
sorry.
This is one that... I hate to tell you this, but we would have some say into that, I would hope. And, you know, we would listen to you and then just dismiss you. It wouldn't be so bad if there wasn't all this construction going on everywhere. And when it's done, I'm sure it's going to be 1,000% better. But my goodness, it's just when one thing, there was a crash off of Chimney Rock. And when that happens, it just shuts down everything and every way you get in. But didn't stop the Texans from going out and signing their kicker.
Oh, boy. Is that how we're going to start the day?
Yeah, because I know you're excited about it.
That's one word for it. I am, at days like this where I'm like, man... This is why I don't attach myself to teams, because when they do things like this, it would make me lose my mind. And I feel like the Texans are one of those teams that I would say they've probably had a tumultuous offseason. Is that a fair word for it?
It's been an interesting offseason. I'm not sure how I would characterize it. Hasn't been a good one. I don't know if it's been a bad one. I just don't know what it's been. I'm not crazy about it, but keep in mind.
How about it's been a highly criticized because it's been very nitpicked, and for good reason.
Right.
The Texans today did something.
They signed Laremy Tunsil.
No, that's not a priority. They did something that we actually said they absolutely 100% should not do 2 weeks ago, and that was pay Kaimi Fairbairn more than average money. And Kaimi Fairbairn last year he was the 17th highest paid kicker in the league. We'll just go ahead and call that average.
Yeah, you can round up and average, yeah.
Which means that I wouldn't go as far to say he was overpaid. I wouldn't say he was underpaid. I feel he is an average kicker at best.
Okay.
And I'll give him the benefit of the doubt and just say, you know what? He is average. When you are in an offseason that's going to require you to pay Laremy Tunsil a record-setting contract, and you are probably going to pay Deshaun Watson, if not a record-setting, a very close-to-record-setting contract, you cannot make your kicker the third highest-paid kicker in the league. 4 years, $17-plus million, nine guaranteed million dollars for a kicker whose name is not Justin Tucker.
Well,
we talked about that. Remember, that would have been acceptable.
Remember who else did this? What was his name? Cody Parkey? Chicago Bears?
What happened to Cody Parkey? It's too damn
hot. Yeah.
Where is he today?
He's dead, Jim.
He's dead.
Yeah.
He died. He didn't actually die, but he's no longer... he's no longer being paid like a top kicker. To put him in that, and again, the guys that are at the top right now, the highest paid kickers in the league, Justin Tucker's number one. I don't think you can argue that anyone else should be.
No, I agree with that.
Robbie Gould, who I would imagine the 49ers at this point, after last season, are probably going, ugh, because Robbie Gould was... I mean, I don't know if he was worth that money for a long time, but then last year, not good at all. And they've got him for another year at $4.5 million. And really, I guess they could cut him and have, you know, 1.5 mil in dead cap after this season, after the next season. So it, but they really got him signed through 2022. That's not ideal. And then the next guy is Steven Gostkowski, which it's surprising to me that the Patriots ever let a kicker's salary get to that point.
Right. Because even when he was hurt last year, they just kept trotting in other guys who did just fine.
It's so funny because there are 17 kickers last season that made more than $3 million a year, including Kaimi Fairbairn, was right at the cutoff.
He was on the tender, so yeah.
Yeah. After that, number 18 made $2.4 million. Then 19 made $2.25. 20 made $2.1. 21 made $1 million. And everyone below 22 made less than $1 million, all the way down to 570 for the 32nd. So about half the league is at $1 million or less kicker. And the Texans decided, you know what, we're gonna have a $4+ million kicker because they don't have anything else to worry about. They're not gonna have to invest in defensive line. They're not gonna have to invest in the secondary. It's all good. It's all good, man.
Guys.
They also don't have to invest in tight end because they gave a 34-year-old a 2-year, $3.5 million a year deal.
You know what? That bothers me less.
It bothers me less, but the one thing I will point out about the kicker deal is, on the surface, it's not a real big problem with the cap. It's basically $1 million more a year than what you were paying. However, it's 4 years, and it's at least two that you've got to keep him. And are you really sure that this guy is it?
I've always said, unless you have a kicker that you are 100% sure is the man, pay him whatever the league minimum is, because he'll, or pay him $1 million. And be ready to fire him and hire somebody else in week four if the guy starts off the season 1-6, because that's what the NFL does. How many guys can go through a bad spell? How many guys could not only survive the start that he had last season, but get an extension or get a new contract and a raise at the end of that season? How many kickers ever?
You'd have to be a guy who has been established for a long time and hadn't had slumps like that.
I don't understand it. And it's another piece of the what are the Texans doing puzzle. And you've now got an average at best kicker who is now the third highest paid kicker in the league. You've got an average at best center who is now the highest paid center in the league. You're paying the wrong people the wrong amount of money. What do you do over a guy like Jadeveon Clowney? You count nickels and you push him out for a bag of beans. This isn't the way to run a franchise, dude. And it goes, I've got plenty of problems with Coach Bill O'Brien. GM Bill O'Brien is an idiot. This is a stupid, stupid thing to do. And you're right. In the grand scheme, it's not the biggest issue in the world. It's not the worst thing that's ever happened. But it's just another, why is this even a discussion? Why are we talking about this? This shouldn't have happened.
Well, I really need to dig into the numbers more and see exactly what the impact is, exactly when they can get out of it. Because when you say $17 million and $9 million guaranteed over 4 years, sounds like a lot of money. It is a lot of money. Does it really mean it's a four-year deal? Probably not.
Probably not. Just like Robbie Gould's is probably he signed a five-year deal. It's probably going to end up being a three-year deal.
Yeah.
But why? When you could go out and get, you know, Dan Bailey or Nick Folk or, God, even the fat guy that they had before, Kymie Fairbairn. Get those guys.
Fat
for,
Aggie?
Yeah, get them for $1 million.
Or less.
Yeah.
It would be guys happy to just have a job.
And then guess what? You got $3 million a year left to get a better cornerback, get a better defensive tackle. Like money that you could in places where you actually have needs.
I don't get it, but obviously he's one of his pets. And we see what happens with his pets.
He practices hard. He's a really good practice player.
Yeah,
shows up on time.
The actual numbers aren't on overthecap.com yet, so I need to see those before I sit here and say it's a really stupid move. Because if it's the kind of thing where you can get out after a year without much penalty, then okay, you're giving him $1 million a year raise. But
even that's unwarranted.
I wouldn't pay it. I mean, in the grand scheme of the cap, it's not that big a deal. But is it necessary? Is the question, and I don't think it is. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I haven't seen, once I get the actual numbers, I'll be able to know. But as of today, at worst, he's the 12th highest pay player on the team.
Oh, my God.
So, Stephen, the weather guy, says, bet you never thought you'd spend an entire segment on a kicker salary. It's actually part of a bigger issue, which is they pay sticker price for the weirdest things. Or they overpay for the weirdest. Like, Nick Martin, you did not have to pay the salary you paid him.
They pay premium price for non-premium players. At non-premium positions.
Whitney Mercilus, did you need to pay him that much?
No.
Kymie Fairbairn.
Then you want to get into it over money with guys like Clowney and Dwayne Brown that do play premium positions and are premium players. I just don't understand and I know why. It's because they don't, they're not O'Brien guys. There's some guys that he, like you said, his pets. There's guys who play his little games and they buy into him or whatever it is. It doesn't make them better players. It doesn't.
Yeah, I think Dwayne Brown I kind of put under a different group because that was really not theoretically O'Brien making the decisions at the time. But, you know, you can lump him in there. I think on the Clowney thing, there's no way I would pay him what he's going to get on the open market. He's not the impact player that he's going to get paid like. But I would have kept him last year.
Yes.
And I would have.
You didn't have to throw him out and get nothing for him.
Yeah. And speaking of which, they got a third round compensatory pick today, which. Guess what they do with third round picks? Here's my problem with Darren Fells, by the way. Because, I mean, on the surface, no, I don't mind that they brought him back. That's not that much money.
I mean, he makes less than the kicker.
But you've invested how many draft picks in tight ends over the last 2 years? Including this Kahale Warring cat that you drafted in the third round that we never saw?
Right. The problem is none of those guys have worked out.
Then, once again, you've screwed up your third round pick.
Yeah. Does that fall on GM O'Brien?
He'll just blame it on the prior guy, I'm sure.
Right.
But, you know, they just seem like a mess, man. And I need to see a plan.
It's like when they paid Ryan Griffin.
Yeah.
What? What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, that guy got basically the salary that Fells is getting.
Yeah.
I just want to know what the plan is. And I really don't want to hear about you signing kickers or tight ends until you get Laremy Tunsil locked up.
Right.
Because that better be your priority.
No rush there.
And, you know, or Deshaun Watson, either one. But, I mean, Tunsil's the more pressing one right now. But, you know, I don't know, man. I try to take a look at every decision, step back, and not let my opinions of Bill O'Brien affect things, right? I try to say, hey, you know what? This makes some sense. Maybe you do this. But do something that makes some sense to me, please. And like Fells, like I said, doesn't bother me. It just admits you made more mistakes with your draft picks. Because you're not keeping four tight ends. So one of those cats is going to be, you know, you'll probably stash him on IR again.
Yeah.
Or somebody gets cut that you invested a draft pick in. So where's your plan there? And then a kicker? Where's your plan there? Where's your plan? Just tell me what the plan is, AJ. That's what I want to know.
I don't have an answer for you. This started with me asking the same questions you're asking.
No, you were just asking why pay a kicker this. I'm going to take it a step farther. I want to know what your plan is. I want to know what direction you're going. I want to know what this signing means to
your guys.
Okay, so who is left on your team that's your guy?
Deshaun Watson and hopefully Laremy Tunsil.
I don't know.
I don't know that they are either, but you don't have a choice with those guys. They have to be your guys. It's such a weird way to run a team, honestly. It really is. It's like, it's how you would expect billionaires to run a team. Like, oh, I remember you. You're my son's buddy from college or something. Like, it's just weird, like how he picks his favorite guys.
It's like hiring all your friends.
Yes.
Well, and I mean, I have enough of a beef with the fact that the coaching staff is all
his buddies.
Yes, men. And ass kissers, basically. But if you're going to have players like that too, okay. And again, it's not on the surface, signing a kicker, not a huge deal. Again, I have to look at the numbers down the road to see what it means. But it also just, you know, it's one of those things. What is your plan? You know, you signed your punter to like a 2 year, a big deal too. So this is your plan?
Yeah, sign, like, make special teams a priority.
Yeah, JF288 says, O'Brien is a guy at the poker table who tells you what hole cards you have and misses every time. Dr. Runberg says, call into 610. They'll tell you what a good signing this is.
Oh, they probably will. But it's...
Hey, man. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, kickers are people too, man. It feels like a... I don't know. It just feels like a waste. it feels like a situation where that money could have been better spent. And no offense to Kaimi Fairbairn. Like I said, he's a fine kicker. He's a middle-of-the-road kicker. My problem is you're now paying a middle-of-the-road guy like a premium guy, and he's just not that. You can't convince me that he's that.
Well, I'll play devil's advocate. You paid Nick Martin like one of the top centers in the league. He did respond with his best season yet.
Do you think that's because it was the first time there was other talent around him?
I'm just trying to explain for you.
Okay.
Well, I'm not saying I believe that.
When you say things like that, it just makes me angrier.
Well, good. Good. Get angry. It's your damn problem.
Yeah.
The reality is, yeah, he played better this year. He didn't play like the third best center in the league.
No.
And Fairbairn, yeah, once he figured out his new holder, he was pretty good down the stretch, but
he was an 80% kicker. That was good for 20th in the league.
Yeah.
80%. That's not that good.
But he's going to get better, AJ. He's going to get better.
I don't know if that's true.
Tamara Steele.
And he was actually 24th in the league on extra points at 88.9%.
Well, that's a pretty high number, 88.9. That's almost an A.
Again, that's 24th in the league.
And let's keep in mind, did we not spend all year talking about how crappy kicking was last year?
Yeah.
In general?
Yes.
So, Tamara Steelers girl said, Chris Boswell's Steelers average per year salary of 3.94 makes him the sixth highest paid kicker in the league. He had a perfect 16 for 16 in 2019. Remember when they had him on the team and I said, this guy can kick, you need to keep him?
Yeah.
That's right. I think they kept Fat Aggie over him, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
What about touchback percentage? Is that an important stat?
It depends. Now that everybody kind of, sometimes they try to make the team return it.
Okay.
It's not a huge, it depends on the team. And I know the Texans tried to make teams return the ball a lot.
Okay, so he's doing that on purpose.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
35th in the league in touchback percentage. So, but that's on purpose.
35th? There's only 32 teams, AJ.
I'm aware of that fact.
Then how could he be 35th?
Because most teams use multiple kickers over the course of the season, because when a kicker sucks, like if they're hitting 80%, those kickers get fired. They don't get raises.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I said I'm trying really hard to be fair here.
You're a fair man.
But I don't know what your plan is, O'Brien. And I don't like it. Whatever it is, I don't like it. Cody, how soon will we learn that JJ gets a 5-year extension just because he's the heart and soul of the team? If he were to get an extension and they were to negotiate that contract and that cap hit down and make it a little more easy to get away from, then that would not necessarily be a bad thing. But based on what we've seen, do you think they'll do that?
What's funny is one of the things I had on my list to discuss today was the most overrated players on every NFL team.
Yeah.
And that may have changed since that.
Can a kicker be overrated?
I mean, he can be overpaid.
Well, yeah, but
that's what this is. They'll look at every team's most overpaid player.
Okay, well, that's not the same as overrated.
Yeah.
Because the most overrated player on the Texans roster is probably Will Fuller.
All right.
Probably also the most overpaid, now that I think of it.
Well, that's who's listed for the Texans.
Ah, well, let's talk about spoiler alert. Let's talk about that when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. JF288 said, A.J. said they need to cut that kicker before he costs them a game 5 or 6 times last year. Now they opened the bank for him.
Yep.
O'Brien is not. Oh, O'Brien doesn't listen to the show himself, but I guarantee you he's got some of his pets listening. And he knows everything that we say. He doesn't listen. It's almost like he does the opposite. Which, hey, that's fine. Your franchise. You're the dictator there. Me, I'll just play Madden and win the Super Bowl with the same team. That's okay. Because it's exactly the same thing. All right, so...
But I did, I mean, I multiple times said they've got to cut this kicker. They've got to cut this kicker. He's going to cost them games. And then they're like, oh, well, yeah, the last good half of the season, the second half of the season was good. Got to...
He didn't cost us a game.
Yeah, so...
Let's give him a huge raise.
Yeah.
And make sure he's locked in forever. All right, so overrated or overpaid? Because there are, you know...
There is a difference.
Yeah.
This is every NFL team's most overpaid player going into 2020 free agency, and this is according to Bleacher Report.
Okay.
And for the Houston Texans, the great Texans of Houston, they do list Will Fuller the 17th, actually the 5th. 4 years, $10.2 million, 9.4 guaranteed, and it says on the surface, his inclusion... may seem a tad unfair, but his standing is a direct result of the rookie wage scale. They picked up his fifth-year option, which will cost the team $10.2 million this season. His 2020 salary cap hit exceeds those of Jamison Crowder, John Brown, Julian Edelman, Robert Woods, and Tyler Boyd. Those are the guys that are making less money this year than Will Fuller. Each of those receivers either led his team in receiving last year or had over 1,000 yards receiving. Fuller has never accomplished either, mostly because he's rarely on the field. He's never played a full 16-game schedule. He's never had more than 670 receiving yards. So while it's a nice piece to have, $10 million, $10.2 million? Oof.
Well... And we've talked a lot about, and they say, oh, the offense is so much better when Will Fuller's in there. He's never there. And if you're counting on him, you're dumb. And for the one idiot who tweeted me after he had one good game this season.
That's what they do.
You were wrong.
That showed you.
Yeah. 670 yards last year was his career high.
I mean.
For a first-round pick making $10 million.
And let me tell you something that's going to probably happen this year. My guess is it's probably a stretch, but my guess is Will Fuller has his healthiest and most productive season ever this season.
And then gets way overpaid.
And then gets overpaid again, because that's the Texans' way.
I would agree with you, except I don't see any way this clown stays healthy. I mean, come on. I mean, we've seen this act now for 4 years. He's never healthy. Even when he gets on the field, half the time he's gimping around. If I'm the Texans, that's a position where I'm looking for somebody else that I can get a bargain on. Maybe if Sammy Watkins gets cut, sign him to a deal. I still think I'd rather have Kenny Stills than Will Fuller. This guy is not dependable. And if you're counting on him, then, boy, you're just – how many years do you have to put up with before you realize, you know what, I can't count on this guy?
I don't know.
He does have lovely hair.
Some other guys on the list, David Johnson for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's kind of unfortunate because they can't really do anything with him.
But you know what? They can't cut him, but they gave that guy, he played one game in 2017. He was injured, had a wrist injury, and they still gave him a big extension. That's kind of, that's on them.
Yeah, well, it's not exactly the most brilliant franchise in the league.
I mean,
either.
Especially running backs. I mean, I hate to say it, but. Don't pay running backs, especially running backs coming off injuries. Atlanta, Devontae Freeman.
That's fair, probably.
Baltimore, Brandon Williams, defensive tackle.
Yeah, he hasn't really worked out.
Did
you see your guy Marshall Yanda's retiring?
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a big loss for them.
That is a big loss.
That guy has been playing very well for a long time.
How about Mitch Morse, who is... the highest paid center in the NFL's history and the highest paid player on the Buffalo Bills roster.
Wow.
Yeah. Probably not a good call. Kayvon Short, Carolina. Trey Burton in Chicago. I remember they thought that guy was going to be like a real game changer for their offense. No. Cincinnati. Andrew Dalton.
Well,
it won't be for much longer, but
no.
Is for now. Christian Kirksey for Cleveland. Tyrone Crawford for your Dallas Cowboys, Fred. Joe Flacco for the Denver Broncos. He still has 2 years left on his deal. My goodness. Detroit tight end Jesse James. Green Bay tight end Jimmy Graham. They gave that dude 3 years, $30 million. What an odd choice at that point of his career. Indianapolis Colts, that's an easy one. Jacoby Brissett. 2 years, $30 million, 20 wow. guaranteed. Jacksonville, also probably an easy choice. 4 years, $88 million, 50.1 guaranteed for Nick Foles. Oof. Chiefs, Sammy Watkins. Raiders, Tyrell Williams.
Yeah, I think they're probably going to cut Watkins, and that's a guy I would look at if I were the Texans on a cheap deal.
Chargers, Melvin Ingram. Rams, Todd Gurley. Another example of don't pay running backs. Dolphins, Albert Wilson. Vikings, Xavier Rhodes, who, boy, up until last year, this looked like a good deal, and now all of a sudden they're probably going to have to cut him. Patriots, Mohamed Sanu. Saints, Janoris Jenkins. Giants, Nate Solder. Agree with that one. Jets, Trumaine Johnson.
Aren't they cutting him?
I think they are.
Yeah. That one didn't work out.
Yeah, that would. But here's the deal. $12 million in dead salary cap space. I mean, he might be. If you're willing to dump a guy it's costing you $12 million in dead cap space, that's a bad deal. Alshon Jeffrey with the Eagles. Ben Roethlisberger with the Steelers. What do you think of that?
Not fair. That team, if they had him last year, I think the whole AFC playoff picture looks different, considering the crap they were throwing out there at quarterback. So, you know, I disagree with that one. I think that's...
$31 million per year for the next 2 years.
That's less than what they're talking about paying Dak Prescott.
But it's for a guy Ben's who came off nothing. He's coming off a major injury, and he's old.
I'll still take him.
49ers, Jerick McKinnon.
Because I'm guessing if you could probably cut him after this year.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, I'll take a look.
Jerick McKinnon for the Niners. You'll notice a lot of running backs.
Yeah, which makes sense.
They keep paying him, and then they keep going, oh, why did we pay this running back? Justin Britt for Seattle. Cameron Brate for Tampa. Malcolm Butler for the Tennessee Titans. And another one that they won't have to worry about it much longer. Trent Williams for the Redskins.
Yeah, if you cut Ben next year, it would be 12.5 in dead money, but you'd save 19 mil.
Okay.
So it you could move on from him if you wanted to. And somebody talking about Will Fuller says his resume sounds like JJ never played a full season. Let me just kind of clear up a little misconception for you here. And yeah, 3 of the last 4 years JJ's been hurt. But he's been in the league 10 years. He's played 16 games 7 times. I'm sorry, 6 times out of 9. Will Fuller has never come close to playing 16 games in a season.
No.
And, you know, he's been injury prone lately, but let's not compare the two. Will Fuller's not in the same ballpark as JJ is.
Will Fuller also cut off all his hair.
Oh, well, then now he's really useless.
Yeah, I sent you a picture to your email.
What's he like, bald?
No, he got a fade, but his dreads are gone.
Yeah, oh, well, then he's not cool.
You're out on him?
Yeah, the only thing that made him even remotely interesting is he had dreads.
Have you considered doing dreads?
No.
Now that you've got hair?
No, I'm going full on Lebowski and then going from there.
Okay.
So.
I would go with those dreads.
I don't think that, I think that worked for me.
You didn't think bald would work for you?
Well, I wouldn't have.
And now you don't think dreads will work for you?
Nah.
Maybe you're more versatile than you give yourself credit for.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Not at all. 512, getting married Saturday, first time. Any advice? But it's the third time we've gotten that this week. Just try to have fun and make sure you actually talk to each other. Because if you don't, it goes downhill fast. That's all I got.
Get a prenup.
Well, depending on who has the money, yeah.
Yeah.
And if one of you does have money, yeah, you better get
a prenup. For sure, get a prenup.
All right, we'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
A ray of sunshine on a cloudy day. How did we let you stay?
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 7 p.m. tonight. Although it apparently doesn't matter in Italy since they're not playing games because everybody's scared to death of coronavirus.
Not Glenn.
No, Glenn has no fear. Glenn's a smart guy.
Glenn will make out with coronavirus. I'm telling you, no virus.
I'll gargle that stuff if you'll move us out of the Galleria. I want to play a little game with you. I want to go through these cap hits for this year.
Do you want to play a game?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
I'm going to go through cap hits for this year on Texans, and you tell me too much or underpaid or way overpaid. Or overpaid, underpaid, or you know what? Keep him.
Okay.
Fair
enough.
Are
these all Texans?
These are all Texans. Just, we're going to take like some key guys, not the whole roster. J.J. Watt's cap number is $15,500,000. Dead money, zero if you cut him. Next year, it's $17.5 with zero dead money. So
this is simple. He eats up 7% of their cap. J.J. Watt is overpaid for what he does on the field.
I don't cut him, though. I give him one more year because, frankly, for $15.5, if you cut him and go sign one of these other pass rushers, you're paying a lot more money. And I don't think you can necessarily get somebody better and pay more money at this stage. I don't, because okay. I mean, I think that's a fair number for what he is. But I also think, to me, this is his last year if he's hurt.
Okay.
I give him one more year.
You're generous.
DeAndre Hopkins, $14
million. Underpaid.
Way underpaid. Whitney Mercilus, $12 million. Yep. Okay. Tunsil's at 10.3.
Underpaid, you're probably for not long.
And you're probably doubling that. Will Fuller, we've already talked about. Nick Martin, $8.75 million. And if you cut him, there's $11 million in dead money.
Unreal. Overpaid, obviously.
All right, here's the ones that I think are a little more interesting. Tashaun Gibson, $7.4 million. He's a 4.25 dead money if you cut him.
Then you don't cut him.
No, I think when he was healthy last year, he was pretty good.
He's fine. That's not a fair number.
Yeah. Bernardrick McKinney, 7.406.
That's probably about right for him. I don't feel bad about that.
Yeah, although I don't know how useful he really is the way they used him. Now, if they use him differently, that guy can't cover.
No.
And why he was covering people is just beyond me.
But the other reality is, doesn't he have dead cap money too? If they
not as much as you would think, just $2.25 million.
Okay,
and you would save $5.1 million. I think if they use him as a run stopper on early downs, and maybe try putting him outside and pass rushing him instead of covering guys on passing downs, then maybe he might be worth it. But that's one that I'm like, I don't know. Kenny Stills, $7 million, no dead money if you cut him.
Because your number two is Will Fuller, I think Kenny Stills is appropriately compensated.
Yeah, it's a little more than, I mean, realistically, I think he's like a $4 or $5 million guy, but for what your situation is, I think that's fair. Zach Fulton, $7 million. Kind of feel the same about him. I mean, if you can get better, there's no dead money.
Yeah.
But, you know, he
can play multiple positions.
And, I mean, he's not that overpaid. Sinio Kelamete is still on for $4.5 million.
That's not good.
Bye.
Yeah.
Deshaun.
Dead money with him?
1.25. So you save 3.25.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Duke Johnson, $4.1 million.
Bye.
Yeah, there's no dead money on that. Again, that's a guy I'd like to see at about 2.1. I think he'd be valuable at that. Now, if he's willing to sign a new contract that's less money for longer years.
I doubt that he is.
Mm. But, I mean, is somebody going to pay him more than 4.1 if you whack him?
I don't know. But he's probably willing to go find out.
No, the rest of these are all, you know.
That nobody else paid a lot. Or they're on their rookie deals.
Yeah. Well, Brian Anger, $2.416 million for your punter.
Ugh.
Like, I think Gary Conley at $1.8 million, pretty good deal for a guy who's functional.
For what he is.
Yeah. Zach Cunningham's going to have to get paid.
Yes. Underpaid. What's he at?
Well, he's a restricted free agent this year.
What did he make last year? Like just a little over a mil?
1.422.
Yeah, that sucks.
And Justin Reed, pretty good bargain at 1.109.
Yeah.
But, you know, so some of these are pretty bad. But there's a lot of them that are kind of like, okay, yeah, I can live with that. Would I have paid him that much? No, I wouldn't pay Brandon Dunn as much as I paid him.
But then now consider that while we went through that whole table, where you're going to put Kaimi Fairbairn on that list. And Kaimi Fairbairn, he's going to make basically as much money this year as Deshaun Watson made last year.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
And usually I don't give a rat's ass what guys make, but I do care when you're talking about roster building for a salary cap. And that's, you know, and that's what we're getting at here is what is your plan for building your roster to stay under the cap? And it really has nothing to do with actual player salaries so much as it does, like, 'cause I don't care what a guy makes. I mean, that's his business. But when you are overpaying for certain guys that don't have that much value, now you're taking away from your opportunity to build the roster the right way. Now, that's also assuming Bill O'Brien can build the roster the right way, even if he did stuff right, which, So, asking for a friend, J.J. Watt, greater than Robert Quinn, ? I might debate that. You can get him for $10 million. I think Quinn's going to... He's going to get more than $10 million. That's the thing. These guys that hit the open market are going to get bigger deals than that. And then Kenny says, we want to compare the two. Watt has 3 receiving TDs to Fuller's 17. I feel like a first-round $10 million wide receiver should be way further ahead by this point. Yeah, I think... to me, this is... In both guys' cases, this is the year where you better stay healthy.
Yeah.
And the worst thing that could happen to the Texans is Will Fuller stays healthy for the whole season, winds up having a big year, and then the Texans sign him to a monster deal, and then he's never healthy again the rest of his life. So, again, I just want to see a plan. Tell me what your plan is.
Yep.
That's it. Some kind of something that's not just, as AJ would say, willy-nilly.
Willy
signing
nilly.
Guys. Willie Fuller. I don't know who Nilly is, but yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, at least there was Texans talk for a little bit today.
Do you want to change it up a little bit and talk some Alex Jones?
Sure.
Did you see what happened with Alex today?
I did.
Alex, which I'll be honest, I normally would not take Alex Jones's side. Might have to be on his side today.
Are the frogs gay?
I don't know. He thinks so, I'm sure. Alex Jones booked into Travis County Jail on a charge of DWI.
Okay.
Just after midnight today. An arrest affidavit says the sheriff's deputy responded at 10 after 10 on Monday night to a residence for a disturbance reported by Alex Jones's wife. His wife told the dispatcher they were in a verbal fight that had been physical earlier in the day. She said Jones was leaving the residence in the black Charger and he was possibly drinking. While en route to the residence, a deputy saw a dark Dodge leave the neighborhood. Vehicle was traveling 45 and a 40. Deputy pulled the vehicle over, interviewed Jones, who had a strong odor of alcohol. Jones told the deputy he and his wife had gotten into an argument while eating sushi around 8 p.m. He said he drank a bottle of sake during dinner. Jones walked 3 miles home from the dinner. When he arrived, they continued arguing. Jones stated that he then proceeded to drive to another residence he owns downtown to get away from his wife.
God, I wish I had another residence downtown. Right? Yeah, that'd be awesome.
The deputy conducted sobriety tests on him. His eyes were described in the affidavit as being watery and glassy with constricted pupils. His demeanor was described as excited, talkative, carefree, and cooperative. Here's where I have to take his side. Jones had a blood alcohol level of 0.076.
Okay, that's under the legal limit.
At 11:55 and 0.079 at 11:59.
Hmm.
Nowhere does it say that he hit the .08 threshold, but he still got booked.
Can they do that?
Well, he's hired a lawyer, obviously.
Serious crap. I'm sick of being social engineered. It's not funny.
I'm more interested in the altercation with his wife that she claims turned physical. There's no more mention of that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with if you're under .08, then you shouldn't get arrested for that. That's, you know, there's people who drive around with breathalyzers in their car just to make sure they're coming in under that. Not that, you know, I mean, I probably should have done that back in the day, but as far as the domestic stuff goes, that's a little more serious. But I'm not a big Alex Jones fan, but I'm against people who are under .08 being arrested.
Okay, I'm with you on that.
I mean, I don't,
and I'm a big anti-Alex Jones guy.
You know, it's what he did to the Frogs.
Yes,
you know, if it hadn't have been for that, I kind of would have been okay with him.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Really, yeah. Anyway. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
She'll be out there dancing while some stranger holds her tight. And I know I'll do something stupid. And she'll have something mean to say.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.